Faltja, faltja, gatinja, goji, and DL, the bait, lemesha, brennan, o davnja, and sha, tamudge, barna, shreya. We get this going, this chant going, tamudge, barna, shreya. We are top of the league, yes, yes. Joe Dex is going to join in there and give us a blast there. Brennan Kilcoyne sitting in here as well. Listen, we're excited, we're top of the league, it's a great time to be a Donegal supporter. We're going to hear in a bit from the main man himself, Jim McGuinness, after the 4-4, the victory over Armagh at the weekend, and indeed our hurlers beat Armagh as well at the weekend. We're going to be hearing from Mickey McCann later on. Of course, it was a big weekend for the Camogie, Donegal ladies, Camogie team back after a long break in the county action. Eunan O'Donnell is going to be on the show to tell us how that all came about. Fantastic to see in the organisation. And remember, we're an organisation that looks, you know, to encourage players right across the board. And even speaking to our PRO, Sinead Breen, yesterday, saying she would love to play Camogie as a girl, didn't have the opportunity. Well, that opportunity is now coming back in Donegal, and a chance to represent your county. We're also going to hear from our county ladies after their narrow defeat to Cavan yesterday. Maureen O'Donnell was at the game covering that match. We have a couple of interviews from that as well. Just before we get to it, I was in Glasgow at the weekend at the Glasgow Gaels dinner dance. What's about a crack? I salute you. Thank you for inviting myself and Trasa to the gig. Everybody was 100% there. Thanks to MC Collie, of course. We had a great night. Thanks to Connor and Pauline, the Murphys and the Murph Dogs, of course, who won the under-16 Glasgow Championship. Gareth, their manager, was along with me on the night. And indeed, Finn Brawley. These are all relations of Trasa. He was captain in the team. And his very shy and retiring parents, John and Fiona Brawley, were there. Not that you would know, because there's never a peep out of them. But listen, we had a brilliant night there. I just want to mention Mick Hollander. Mick and his son Joe. Mick's a proud Derry man, and Joe is a big part of Glasgow Gaels coaching there. And that's the type of people make a club. Great GA people. So thank you very much for a great night in Glasgow. All right, we are looking first up. As I say, we are top of the league. Donegal are top of the league. Brendan Kilcoyne is in studio with me. Brendan, what did you make now of Donegal? Kieran McGinney said we're the best team in the country at the minute. It's hard to argue with that.
No, 4 out of 4, top of the league. And, you know, I felt yesterday was probably the toughest test that Donegal faced over them 4 games, to be fair to Armagh. But you have to think Donegal, I think, came out of the blocks really well. Jason McGee went in the throw-in and popped it off to my Michael Langan and 2-pointer, and he had another one then a couple of minutes later before Jerry Oak-Burns tied him down a bit. But thought it was a good performance from Donegal. They seemed to control the game really well, Brendan, from start to finish. And any time Armagh came at them, you felt there was something in Donegal. And there were key times in the game. Obviously, the penalty save by Gavin Mulroney. Double save, Brendan McCall then coming in on the rebound and blocking it too. And big Jason had a huge game in the middle of the field. I thought he was just unbelievably good yesterday. Catching ball in the middle of the field, getting forward, kicked 4 points from play. You know, positive performance, great day out, great crowd from Donegal up in the athletic grounds, and just all
was
good.
Was it a sellout?
They say it was, yeah. They say it was. Now, you, when they say it's a sellout and you're looking out and you can see a lot of, you can see spaces, but a great crowd and a great atmosphere and, you know, great kind of, everything about the day was good. There was very heavy showers, Brendan, before the game that left the pitch. Those boys out with pitchforks all over the pitch, right, trying to get, particularly over under the stand, there was a kind of 50 square box there kind of thing that they were trying to get drained because the water was lying on it, but dried up quick. And towards the end of the game, we were blocking the sun main ash and you couldn't see anything because the sun was out kind of low and it was hard to see what was going on. But a lot of positives for Donegal, I suppose. Two concerns were our two Unions men going off with maybe Knox, Kieran Moore and Shane O'Donnell. Both played really well, so they did. And, you know, I don't know how good or how bad them injuries are. Hopefully they're not too bad, because Jim seems to be going with a very settled team, so he does over the last 4 games, and, you know, that's positive to see. The boys look confident in the way they're playing, and a lot to take from it. And, of course, key moment, I think, of the second half, Conor O'Donnell put on the burners and just rattled the back of the net. Brilliant, brilliant goal, and we've seen him do it, and he's grown more as a footballer every day, so he's Brendan. So, yeah, all good.
Yeah, all good, all good. Yeah. Many incidents in that game. Of course, a brilliant penalty save by Mulroney, followed up by a brilliant save by McCall, a double save.
On his 100th
appearance. On his 100th, yeah. And what a servant he's been so far, and many more to come from him, of course. And I suppose this hoodoo that Donegal have over Armagh continues. I've one man I want to ask about that. Is it a thing or is it not a thing? I'm delighted to say Aaron Kiernan has joined us as well. Aaron, how you doing, lad?
Good to catch up again, Brendan. In terms of the hoodoo, I wouldn't mind going back to the late 90s, early 2000s.
I didn't want to bring that up. I knew you were going to turn to that. Yeah. From my time, it was different. Yeah. Good man, Aaron.
Yeah, if you're going to throw that out as the first line, you're going to get it back.
Right, Aaron.
In fairness, like Donegal, I would have to agree with Kieran in terms of just what I've seen. Hugely impressive. We know what we're going to get in terms of Donegal, the energy that they play with, the running power that they have. I suppose the small tweaks in terms of the personnel. Obviously, we spoke a bit about it on the smaller fish in terms of all that good, fresh blood that is coming through the underage system, particularly four masters, and what they've done between schools and winning those couple of Ulster club titles and then starting to filter them through to the county team. You would have to imagine for a very settled team, just seeing those fresh faces, the enthusiasm, the energy that those young boys bring, I would imagine that has been brilliant around the squad. The slight change in terms of what they've done defensively, in terms of pushing outside the 45-metre arc, going after key players in a more sustained period, similar to, again, what Finbar Rorty did yesterday. That challenges players a wee bit more, takes them out of their comfort zone a wee bit more. So that sort of changes the focus for them. So all in all, you would have to say, I would imagine Jim's absolutely delighted where they're at, delighted that the energy he has around the squad. The lady has four wins, and I think maybe a stature of where they're at the moment is not even making Michael Murphy travel, giving him that weekend off, which means that obviously he's happy where they're at, but he still knows that there's another level that needs to come for the summer, and that will that'll leave them, that they're going to be a difficult opponent for everybody as the summer builds.
Interesting. And of course, Aaron, you're obviously coaching at Meath now, and I want to throw a question to you in a minute about your role there, and of course about your action against Cork at the weekend. But Brendan, just what Aaron's talking about there, you know, the way Donegal defended and how they're doing it, you know, there's this time last year there's 29 goals scored in the league, there's 41 this time, but there seems to be an enormous amount of chances missed. You know, you're looking at Monaghan against Dublin even last night, 7 goal chances. Armagh had maybe 4 or 5, you know, if you count the penalty and the rebound. You know, not taken. You know, there seems to be so much opportunity for goals, but I don't know, is it conditions or just where we're at the minute? But there seems to be a very low percentage of them actually taken.
Yeah, and again, you have to attribute that. Some Gavin Mulroney made a couple of point blank saves from Oisin Connolly on a couple of occasions today, and Finbar was taken up by Oisin Connolly yesterday and did a good job on him. But Oisin Connolly was creating chances for himself, but just couldn't convert. And listen, that happens, you know what I mean? It's good goalkeeping or bad execution or whatever you want to say. But I think Armagh had something like 25 shots in the second half, Brendan, 9 wides. Now, it's easy to criticise them wides, but I think you have to attribute good defending from Donegal, what Aaron was mentioning there, that they were pushing out, putting the man in possession under pressure kind of thing. So they kind of forced them errors on them. But there's certainly Armagh created loads of chances and just weren't able to convert enough of them. But this is a much changed Armagh team. If you take out Rory Grugan, Andrew Mernon, Niall Grimley, you take out Stephen Campbell isn't there. So, you know, it's a much changed Armagh team from what we've seen over the last number of years. So maybe there's a wee bit of a transition there. I don't know if Aaron would agree with that.
Yeah, very inexperienced bench in the day, Aaron, really. And McGinney really only making one sub, which is very unusual. There was two, but the last one came on with 90 seconds to go. So is that a thing, Aaron, where the depth just at the minute mightn't be there when you maybe needed to call on a few men that, like Brendan said, might have been a bit of a game changer?
There's no doubt about it. Brendan has called it right there. And the fact that Geezer did only use the one sub, it sort of tells the inexperience that there is there within the group. The players that you have named, obviously just hugely influential for a number of years with Armagh. But you throw in as well, Aaron McKay is out at the moment with a broken bone in his hand. You have Rian O'Neill, who's not going to be there this season. So that's seven names who are starters, or in Stephen Campbell's case, he was was the finisher, but he was an X-factor finisher for them. You just can't replace that there quality whenever you lose so much of them and in one period of time. Now, Aidan Forker was back in the bench, but is clearly undercooked, which is why he wasn't used at all. Rory Grugan will be back. Mernon will be back. But yeah, there's still like your X-factor players in obviously Ray and Supi and those boys. Yeah, they're going to be so hard to replace. Having said that, they probably named as strong a side as what they could have done. And even though, and I obviously only get the chance to look back at it today, they're up against the Donegal team that was going so well. I thought they were brave. I thought they battled the whole team. And as Brendan has mentioned there, they did create the chances that even though Donegal were in complete control and looked like they were keeping them at arm's length, Oisin O'Neill all day long I'd expect him to hit the 2-point free. You also had Connolly's penalty missed just before that. So this is the new game. You could be outclassed for 70 minutes. You could be at arm's length, but you're always close. Once you don't drop the head, once the body language is good and that self-belief is there. And in fairness, as disappointed as Geezer will be results-wise, I think the fact that even though the changeover in players are not there, and the changeover in experience and quality that he doesn't have, the team do not drop their head. They stay in the fight all the time. And that is hugely pleasing if you're a manager, because you can work with that.
Mm. Brendan, is it a thing there with Donegal? You know, Armagh created more scoring chances, 34-27. They had the extra goal opportunities. Were you impressed with Donegal's defending as a group and a unit? You know, we keep throwing it back to the ultimate challenge, you know, that's going to come down the track if we go where we went last year, which is Croke Park and against the best of the best. So I suppose it's honing that, Brendan, between, you know, our defence and our attack. And you know, this year you mentioned Jason McGee already, like Owen Bann being back as well, Brendan, in terms of being fit and firing. Like that, they're massive things. Aaron's on about players missing there, and I was thinking, God, yeah, McKay, you know, you forget about him again. Top players, but like for us last year, you didn't have McGee, not fit. He was playing the last 2 years, Brendan. You could see he wasn't fit and how he managed to play the way he did. But you were just on about him yesterday. And again, with Owen Bann, with 11v11 now, when he's breaking out, he would have normally met a wall. He would have had to ship it off. Now he's actually cutting right through into space. So two big men along with the newer lads in to have back fully fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And Owen Bann, more game time under his belt. That's probably your six defenders that you're looking at for the summer there that Donegal went with yesterday. And, you know, to be fair to them, Keelan McGonagall, I thought the penalty was harsh enough against Keelan, but the likes of Ryan McHugh is playing really, really well. He looks fresh this year. He looks really at it, so he does. I feel in watching him the first three or four games. McCall's McCall, Pather Morgan, brilliant. Every day he goes out kind of thing. But all that said, Brendan, I was a bit concerned that they were throwing up these chances and that Armagh were getting opportunities, because Aaron's spot on there. You felt that Donegal were in control, but very little could have swung that towards the end of the game. So well. Now, listen, you know, that's attributable to some good putting good pressure on the man in possession, so it is. But it's also something that, you know, it's that I think that Jim will look at, that we need to cut down these chances and we need to be more, you know, we need to be more aggressive in our defending, I think, because Oisin Connolly slipped in two or three times in behind our back line and had goal chances, and on another day they hit the back of the net and it changes the whole course of the game.
Yeah. Aaron, is just from an Armagh perspective and just running across it, you know, we obviously won the McKenna Cup playing really well, but, you know, Mayo the last day looked a wee bit out of sorts. Now, we made them look ordinary, don't get me wrong, but they had a couple of goal chances second half, could have brought them back into it. Kerry came back into it with a kind of weakened team, and Dublin are a bit out of sorts, as we're seeing there. So, is it... Aaron, as usual, do we careful how much we read into how well Donegal's playing, or should we just enjoy what they're doing? What's your overall read after the first four games?
I don't see any reason in not being happy with where you're at. Like, what's the alternative? Do you know that you're not playing well and boys aren't in form and you have injuries and you haven't changed tactics from last year? So, like, I don't think for 1 minute within that playing group there's going to be any sort of complacency or people thinking that they'd finish the article, because the players won't allow it, and obviously Jim certainly won't allow it. In terms of supporters enjoying it and that there, sure, isn't that what supporters are supposed to do? That's part and parcel of what we enjoy in sport. Like, to me, you're in a good position. You know, there does need to be a lift. But I think the fact that, yes, you have a settled team, I fully believe that the fact that some of those new fresh faces coming in and that they're getting, and if there's only one or two of them that you're starting week on week, it just creates a fresh buzz, I think, within the group, but it also creates a fresh buzz within the county, because that they're the talking point. Then we see even a wee bit different sort of standard or different sort of scope with Kobe McDonald there yesterday. Just the excitement and the buzz that it gives the supporters, that they're seeing someone from new, from a different club or whatever coming through, that gives them a different added talking point. And that's the bit that I suppose we all enjoy as GAA supporters. But they're in a really, really good position. This time last year, Jim pulled the handbrake and looked towards championship. I'm not so sure he will this time around, because just like I said, the different personnel that are out each day from them there, and just how boys are playing, they look like they're mad for road and not overly exerting themselves. You know, they're playing with a nice bit of control. Like I said, I've only seen yesterday's game back, watched the Donegal game or the Mayo game the week before. They can go on these mad bursts and then they can just play it at whatever pace they want to play it, and that sort of saves energy. It you know, it doesn't have you that you're in full throttle all the time. But what Donegal are brilliant at compared to most other teams is whenever you bring it down to that slow walk and pace, complete composure, they have the skill set in terms of the slick hands, the running patterns, the angled runs all around that arc 45 that then they can just cut you open within about a 10-second spell. And I think yesterday's goal was case in point in that there. The exact, obviously, you had mentioned helping out with Meade. Like, we played Donegal in the challenge game, say, either late December, early January, and it was the same thing. It was ended up this slow attack, and Conor O'Donnell took himself outside the 45. Ball was popped in, and he just came on the blind side of the man who was marking him, who just, he changed the angle of where he was looking at for 1 second to see where the ball was going. And O'Donnell, like a rocket, like a slingshot, he knew the slick hands was coming, come off the shoulder of an inside forward and absolutely rattled to the back of the net. Yesterday was no different. There's not many teams in the country have that potential to do what Donegal do, where they keep it for so long but can still add pace and somehow find that angle of run, but they do it because it's second nature to them.
Yeah. And Brendan, listen, it's been a brilliant start, but I'm guessing is that we're moving well, teams will get a bit better. But on the flip side of that is, I think with the way we're moving with a dry pitch, it'll suit us even better again, because very hard to stop a speedy man cutting through you, coming off the shoulders, Aaron saying there in loops and waves, that, you know, particularly when you think about it, as you mentioned, Conor O'Donnell there, Shane O'Donnell, the form of McGee, Langan, some of the kicks we've seen, you know, right throughout the team then, coming from deep, you know, Finbar and everyone that's contributing, even Mulroney coming up hitting two-pointers. So, you know, it's a bit of a special time at the minute for Donegal. I presume that other teams are going to get their house in order a bit better. You know, you look at Armagh, they're in a relegation battle now. You think if they get those players back, they should be better in the summer. But I think that style of play that we're doing, the pace that we're doing, will suit much better a dry pitch as well. So even though the teams around us will improve a bit, Donegal's game will suit the summer pitch.
Yeah, it's spot on. There's pace just coming from everywhere on that team. But added to that too, and Aaron touched on it there, they're so accurate when they're in possession. Everything is right, everything is precise, and all the passes are laid on. There's very little sloppy play where you're giving the other team an opportunity, they can get a turnover, and that's key in it. And the goal yesterday, Donegal must have held position for 2 minutes. And you have to say, Armagh really defended it well. I felt they did everything right, so they did on that occasion. They were keeping Donegal out, not allowing anyone to get a shot off. And then just suddenly Conor O'Donnell comes off the shoulder and bang, whole thing opens up. And very hard to defend against that, so it is, you know. And Donegal had the same issue as I referred to earlier in the programme. But the pace that they have all over the field is just electric, so it is. And it's going to cause teams a lot of problems. But allied to that, they're so comfortable in possession. They're just so comfortable in possession. And now that they have big Jason McGee, they have a ball winner out in the middle of the field. And that's key too, because, you know, when a team gets momentum on you, it's very hard to change that back. And there were a couple of occasions where yesterday you're watching the match and you're looking out and you think, Donegal need to win this next ball. Mm. Next thing, big Jason goes up and pulls it out of the sky here. And he was well ably assisted by Huey too. Huey had a really good game. He's such a workhorse for that team. Does a lot of all unglamorous stuff, but does so much work for it. But all them factors put together puts them in a very good place, so it does. And I think, you know, that they can only grow because they all seem to be enjoying themselves. They seem to be happy out in the football field. And that's very important, so it is, that you're happy out there. And you can see that by the way that they approach the games and all that. So, you know, there's a lot of good. Yes, it's early days, and we all know it's early days. But as Aaron says, enjoy it. Well, enjoy the ride while the ride's good, kind of thing. And it is good at the moment, and it's good for the Donegal supporters are behind it, and there's a great buzz about everything. So, you know, you have to be happy where things are at, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely. And just on them, you know, Hughie, I think last year, if Hughie and Langan and McGee were all fit, I don't know whether he played the three. I still think that there's a difference in that now. He realises that midfield is, we need all our big men out there. You know, ably assisted by the likes of Keelan there as well. Aaron, I have to ask you a question. You mentioned smaller fish. It's always great to catch up with you on a Thursday to chat with Wooly on the show. Do you remember a few weeks back they were talking about beginning and these fisted balls over the bar? And Carol Keane was making the point today, if they had a fist of the ball over the bar, they might have won this match. And you know, it's one of those ones with a wry smile. I'm sure McGeaney's thinking, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't at times.
And again, it was Connolly. He had the opportunities from open play. It's clear to say Smaller Fish has more, he's more followers than maybe we give Colin credit for, because there certainly seems to be teams who are forcing goals a wee bit more. Meath were no different against Cavan a couple of weeks ago, really on top in the game, and three times nearly tried to walk the ball into the net and got nothing from any of them. But whether it is, I don't think we can attribute everything to Colin, but I just think it's maybe the mindset switch that there is at times within players now, where they see that wee bit more opportunity and they want to go for broke. Cahir is right. If they had to talk a couple of fisted opportunities, it may have been different yesterday. But ultimately, like I said, looking back on the game, there was that sort of more control about what Donegal were doing, that you felt it was going to take goals for Armagh to be able to claw them in and beat them. That bit of risk, it just has to happen. But I suppose your point, Brendan's point there, in terms of Donegal and the amount of scores that they're conceding, or the amount of shots that they're conceding in that there. Again, this is what everyone was throwing at Donegal after the All-Ireland final last year, you know, that they sat too deep and they didn't come in enough. So, of course, you're going to give up more chances, but what do you want? So, you had a great year last year. You won Ulster. You got to an All-Ireland final. But ultimately, you come up short. But you have to remember, like, they're only four games into working on something new. So the longer the year goes on, and there are obviously other teams will get better and grounds will get harder, ball will travel faster. But defensively, you will also get better, because just that sort of unity in that space, and who's beside me, he's now pushed out further than what he did last year. Do you know, maybe I'm more exposed in a one-on-one. I need to get better at that there. There's loads of different things that you can get better at defensively. Communication can get better. That wouldn't be a major worry for me. I think it is ultimately, like, if we're being honest, it is something that Donegal needed to have in their locker for bigger games down the road. So for me, yeah, if they're offering up more chances than we did this time last year, it wouldn't bother me now, because it's with the view to going one step further than what you did last year. And ultimately, more shots from your opposition is a consequence of that for the time being. Now, absolutely, you'd want to cut it down as the summer progresses. But yeah, there's going to be mistakes this time around. But for me, I think it's well worth trying it whenever you see the ultimate goal of where they really want to get to.
Yeah, once. Aaron, you're sending a wee bit of chills down my spine when you say that. I'm thinking back to the All-Ireland final last year and the build-up and everything about it. Aaron, just going to stick with you and we'll let you go after this. Myself and Brennan's going to take it up after the break. But Aaron, just a word on you. You're obviously down in Meath. You were with Saigo last year. The Houdini didn't come up against Cork at the weekend. You did make a late play for it, but listen, ultimately a defeat. But your experience there so far this season, Aaron?
Very enjoyable, I have to say. I didn't have any sort of relationship, didn't really know Robbie Brennan at all prior to him giving me a call. But a county that you're more, with great tradition, that you're more than happy to join in with, and I have to say a brilliant playing group to be involved with. We got lucky in a few games. Like I said, we played really well, obviously, for patches against Loud, against Cavan, and then just allowed them to build up a bit of momentum and get back into the game. And yesterday, the Mead Cork game was actually quite similar to the Donegal Armagh game, if I'm being brutally honest. Cork played the better football, got the scores easier, caused us trouble from all over the field in terms of direct ball and the running power. But you'd have to be very happy with how Mead stuck at it. And same thing, even though Cork, hand in heart, were the better team, Mead had the chances. Three unbelievably brave diving blocks from Cork players whenever it looked like a certain goal was on. Disappointing, but you know, the brilliant thing is we have a 6-day turnaround. As soon as I wrap up here, it's time to get onto the laptop and start doing your yesterday's review and this week's preview. Your 6-day turnaround, and we're away to Newbridge Saturday evening, and obviously looking to go and get a win and get the promotion charge back on track. So no, all in all, like I said, absolutely enjoyable experience so far, and looking forward to it hotting up as the season progresses here.
Yes, indeed. And there you have it. What a busy man. Aaron, we would love to have you in the show far more. I never want to ask you because I know that's how busy you are. So thank you very much for joining us this evening. Of course, we have to mention Wally again, who at the start of last season was champion Meath, and he was right in fairness, so he does get an odd bit right, whatever about his criticisms of Ulster football, with me and you have to keep him in check about. But Aaron, listen, I will catch up with you on Thursday, my man. Keep up the good work.
Catch you soon, Dave. Bye-bye.
Top man, Aaron Kiernan there. Great guy, great analyst as well. Me and Brendan's going to take up the Donegal chat just after the break. Yes, but I'll come back to the show before I even go any further. 1 week away, Joe, because I was away last week and I forgot to thank Ryan for the news and, of course, Power Hour Plus. Ivan, I know you listen in every week. My apologies. Hey, 1 week and you should have been hitting me a clip around the year. Listen, after the match yesterday, our own Michael McMahon, I'll call him our own because he does that much for us. He's a good buddy of ours. He caught up with Jim McGuinness after the good victory. Good time to go.
Tim, 4 from 4. I'm sure you're a happy camper.
Yeah. We're happy, aye. Tough game, very tough game, tough battle today. We expect that with our mass, probably the most distance between us and my memory, I think. You know, it's always a 1-point game with our mass, so delighted to come away from home and get the points, definitely, yeah.
Why do you feel the margin was there? What did it for you?
I suppose the elements of a big part to play in it. I think Armagh were up around 25 shots there in the second half, and, you know, if some of them went over, would have been a different ball game. We were snatching it. Shots in the first half because, you know, you feel you need to with the wind and you're kind of forcing things and stuff, you know. So there's an element of luck, to be honest with you. There's an element of luck for the ones that go over. The one that don't go over, Armagh, in the same boat in the second half. We had the cushion so we could control the game in the second half, and that put more pressure on them then to find a way to eat into the score. And the goal was a classic example of that. We didn't need to attack. We were in a good position. We controlled the ball well, and then we got the goal on the back of that when the gap opened, you know. So it's fine margins, you know, with 25 shots, 4 or 5 of them could have went over the bar. But, yeah, as I say, we're delighted to come up the road and get the result.
Just watching the game from behind those goals, every Armagh kick was under pressure. You were men diving in, hands in. There's real hunger to not concede a goal, to close them out.
No, definitely. The application was very good. The energy levels were very good. You know, a couple of maybe sloppy fouls there at stages, but there was a lot of fouls were blown as well. So, we'll move on now. We'll try and we have a couple of injuries there, so we'll have to look at them and move on to next week.
Finally, 100th game for Brenton McCall, and he makes the save after the penalty save, so nothing changes.
Didn't have him down as a goalkeeper, definitely not. No, but there you go. No, listen, he's been brilliant, you know, and he's in a good vein of form, and he's a tough job every day he goes out to play. So I was unaware of that, so I'll have to make sure I congratulate him when I get inside.
But that level.
Yeah, well done, Brenton McCall again. When you think about it, he's the only guy that tends to stay about the house. Everybody else is attacking, you know, so it's a very disciplined role, and there's very few players that are disciplined enough to do that, but also of his ability, because there's one major star forward in most teams, you know, some might have a couple, but there's always maybe one. So McCall, vital, 100 games, say, and what a great story he is from a tough start coming in, you know.
Yeah, he's brilliant, so he is, and he always gets assigned the toughest task on the field, as you mentioned, that key man inside. Yesterday it was Oisin O'Neill, who, you know, played well. Oisin O'Neill, now, he was impressive yesterday, but he always is tagged to one of the main sharpshooters from the opposition and always does a brilliant job. Like, he's so athletic, Brendan, so he is, you know, for a fullback. You go back to our day and you think, you know, there was a different style fullback back then, but Brendan McCall is probably one of the fastest players on the team, I'd say, if you were looking at 50-yard sprints or 30-yard sprints, and he just has perfected playing the full-back role, and he's such a vital cog in that Donegal machine at the minute that, God forbid, if anything did happen to him, he would be a huge loss, because it's not easy. You can replace a lot of positions in the field, like, but replacing a full-back and a man that's played there and has made that number 3 jersey his own would be very difficult. So he's been absolutely brilliant, and he's just a pleasure to watch every Sunday, every day you go out and watch him, Donegal.
What do you think them 100-metre sprints are like at training?
Oh, I'd
can
say
you imagine the amount of guys? Like, there must be some serious athletes in that. You get blown away very easy if you want to.
Owen Mann, Brendan McCall, Pather Morgan, Conor O'Donnell, there's some pace
Moore.
About it. So there is Kieran Moore.
Westberg is good.
Once any of them, I'd say it would be a great actually test, to see how that would go. Like, you know.
I remember from our time, particularly Christy Toy, you know, if it was a quite a long run, you know, say across the pitch, you get halfway, head down, you would be going hammers, you'd be grand, I'd be up the front. See, when he got across that,
Christy's legs opened up.
It opened up and just, it was as if he was jogging. Past. You can imagine, like, Murr's very similar to that type of thing. Brent, the big question now is this momentum. Do you keep the momentum? Do you go for this? Do you name your big team? Or do you need the kind of, like, a league final, no matter what's going to carry a lot of, like, attention to it, energy to it? There's plenty of time to get on the Ulster in theory. But really, you know, you're going to the All-Star and All-Ireland series and, you know, then the knockout games, hopefully, if everything goes according to plan. So, you know, what you're reading now to Galway in terms of how we play it? Do we just keep going?
Home to Galway, Brendan, Ballyshannon next Sunday. I think you keep going, so you do. Because I mentioned, Brendan, the players seem to be enjoying themselves. And yes, of course, you can bring in, like yesterday, Conor McCahill started. That was second start in a row. Of course, you can maybe drip feed some of these younger fellas in. Paul O'Hare got game time yesterday, Turlock Carr. You can drip feed. But it wouldn't be fair on them young fellas to put maybe three or four of them in at the one time, maybe, because then you're upsetting the whole balance of a team that is going well. So I would be inclined to keep going as they are, because you have to remember, too, you've players come back. Of course, Sean Patton, even though Gavin Milroney's doing absolutely brilliantly well, kicked two massive two-pointers yesterday, too. That's a four-point total again, of course, Murphy, you've Darrow Boyle, you've McColgan, you've Kieran Gallagher. So you've all them guys that weren't even on the bench yesterday. Jamie Brennan and Stephen McMenamin were back on the bench yesterday. So you have strength and depth there, but I suppose it all depends on whether they're fit or where they're at fitness-wise or where they're at, you know, in that respect. But I don't
thought would be go and win the league then?
100%, not? There's only four competitions you can win as such. They've already won the McKenna Cup. You have your Ulster Championship and All-Ireland Series, and then you have the National League. So, you know, Donegal, I think, should be going out for that. They have a four-week break after the final of the National League. I think they're away in a training camp in between. It'll just set a great vibe among the players themselves and confidence in what they're doing and their game plan and how they can master that game plan over these next three games, Brendan. And, you know, Aaron was referenced there about, you know, maybe tweaking the defensive setup and all that. And it's easier to do that if you've guys that are there all the time without making wholesale changes to the team. And there's none of them been exerted overly, so there isn't, because they've controlled the four games, Brendan, really, that they've played to date in the league. They're all playing. You feel that there's more there if they have to do it. And even looking at the game yesterday, I felt that there was another gear if they had to go up that gear in the second half, that they were just playing controlled football and doing enough. And I don't see any reason why they can't go on. Of course, if they pick up a niggle at training during the week, or, you know, we mentioned Shane and Kieran yesterday, if there's any doubt about them, you get them right.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity for someone to come in then. And then you're just working like that. But I think so, Brendan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, could you clip that Senate the Oisín tomorrow? That's a great headline. Brendan Gacoyne said, won everything. Clean sweep, Kennecott, League, Ulster Championship, All-Ireland. Brendan, what a brilliant way to wrap up. And as Aaron was saying, listen, it's a great time. We have to tease it out a bit here. It's a brilliant time to be a Donegal supporter. And as he said, I think we could leave Michael Murphy in a cryogenic lab or wherever, just... keep priming them for the big assault. Listen, Brendan, thanks so much for that wrap up there across the board in terms of Donegal and the weekend's Gaelic football. We're just going to switch our attention now to hurling, and Armagh were the unlucky recipients of another big Donegal one, who are also sitting top of the league of Division 3, which I think they are certainly by far the best side in there. Another great victory for Mickey McCann's side, 118 to 1-9. We got a few words from him after the game.
Mickey, in the end, I suppose a comfortable enough scoreline, but when you look back on it, I'm sure you feel there's room for improvement. A lot of wides, their keeper made some good saves. You had to work hard for it.
We'd have to work hard, looking and talking there. It's probably a very sloppy performance from us. You know, we went out as hot favourites today, and look, we didn't carry that tag well. Way off where we were a couple of weeks ago, you know. But like you say, we're comfortable through the game. I don't remember, like, we're going to lose it, but the unforced error count and the mistakes and the sloppiness was really, really poor from us, you know, and a lot to work on.
Sometimes those early games are harder in that you were expected to win, and, you know, maybe players don't lift their game as much.
Exactly, you know, and complacency, as you say, in sport, you can talk all you want about it and try to tell them not to be complacent, but it happens. It goes under them, and you're hot favourites, and they're reading all the stuff, and we're expected to win, you know, and we're a bit flat, you know, we're way off, we need to be work rate and stuff. And the only thing is, today was the day to have a performance like that, we got away with it. Next week against a decent Louth team, it wouldn't work, or going in against Wicklow and Roscommon, we need to be better than that. So, look, we created plenty of chances, but I thought we were very, very sloppy up front, you know, and missed a lot of chances and a couple of goal chances. Maybe we would have put a good bit of daylight on it, but wasn't to be today, you know.
Maybe on the plus side, you emptied the bench and some of the guys that came on got a couple of points and good to get the game time.
Yes, and look, we have three or four regular starters on the bench there, you know, we have Danny and Brian McIntyre, Ron McDermott, all starters, you know, and pushing, and look, they'll be well in the mix for a starting spot next week, because some boys weren't at it today, and that's the good thing about having a strong panel, you know, it keeps pressures on the boys on the pitch. So, look, we'll have to take a look at the video and work on how poor we were today and try to fix it for next week, you know.
Would it be fair to say played 3, won 3, but maybe the three hardest games are still to come?
Yeah, I suppose Tyrone, first day out was a real now decent side. We expected a bit from Anna and Armagh, as we did, you know. But no doubt you've Louth, Roscommon and Wicklow. That's, you're sitting top of the table, but, you know, we've still Roscommon and Wicklow, who are very tough, and Louth is very improved this year. So, look, no doubt we have the tougher games to come.
Yeah, super stuff from Mickey McCann. What a great guy he is. And just shows you where Donegal Hurling is at now. Like, a good victory over Armagh. Not happy. Overall, Chris Ashmore asking the questions. There's Richie Ryan interview as well, all of HighlandRadio.com. Now, Maureen O'Donnell was at the ladies' defeat. They had won their opening couple of games in the league, but they were beaten by Cavan at home, 7-1-6. Mo got a couple of interviews after the game. She was chatting to James Daly and Roisin Rogers, captain.
I'm here with Donegal manager James Daly and captain Roisin Rogers. You conceded a goal, James, inside 2 minutes. How pleased were you, though, with the composure of the team to settle back in and work hard?
Look, we looked at that as a weakness, the way we were exposed on that far side. And we talked about it before the game. But then to give up a goal like that so early in the game was disappointing. And we had a strong win, so I wouldn't give us... You know, we had a strong win. We only scored 4 points in the first half. But, like, the hungrier team won. We weren't nearly hungry enough. We weren't aggressive enough. A lot of our game today just wasn't where it was supposed to be at. And as a management, we take responsibility for that.
Yeah, they looked very sharp while an attacking play, even though you were very well set up at the back, Roisin, you know, but to leak that goal early and perhaps not utilise on the one behind your back in the first half was probably disappointing.
Yeah, definitely disappointing. You know, it's not a nice start off game, and they exposed us in that first couple of minutes, and they did get the goal from it, and it's not nice to be able to concede goals that quickly. You never want to concede goals anyway, especially not that quickly. And it was our own doing. Cavan done well, and they split us open, and it was our own fault. We just weren't on it from the get-go, and it was just kind of an uphill battle from them. We just had to kind of fight through it, and we didn't show up, and that was it.
Probably happy enough to go on a level, though, at half-time, James. You probably anticipated going on a lot more ahead at the break, but even to come back with that late point from Susie White to go level in at the break, you thought maybe coming out the second half had been a bit more livelier start.
Yeah, well, look, like at the end of the day, they only scored 7 scores. Okay, we had our homework well done on that end of it. Defensively, we were fine, but it was our own play, our own. I think we had 5 kickable points in the first half that we should have got scores from. And that wasn't good enough. Going into half time as a draw, but we knew coming out against a strong wind, we were going up against it in the second half. But we came out and we were lively enough in the second half. But again, we struggled. We done things. We you know, threw the ball at our opposition's feet. We're bad passes, bad hand passes, got bad kick passes. Things that we've worked on over the last, you know, 3 months, you know what I mean? And it just seemed to all come to a head there the day, which was poor. Now, the wind was poor. The wind conditions were poor, but it's poor for both teams, you know. Now, we put them under pressure. Like, at the end of the day, we lost, but it was 7 points. 7 points to 1-6. I'm not going to take anything good out of it. But it's the fact that, like, we went back into our old story from last year where we were struggling to score, and we struggled to score there today. And we had chances even at the end there. We had a good chance. We should have kicked over the bar. I'm not sure who kicked it wide, but we had a good point right in front of goal. That ball needs to go over the bar. So at this level of football, you know, you want big things for these girls. We need to be kicking that ball over the bar.
Tell me this, Roisin, you know, like, you've won your first three games, so expectations within the county now is expectations as to one, because you've got off that winning start. Like, does that put pressure on you going out like today? Because there was a little bit of a difference in that team today, that team performance overall.
Sure, I don't think it put pressure on us at all. I think if anything, like you said, we hold ourselves to a standard, and we know going out there we wanted to prove a standard, and that just wasn't our standard at all. We said at the start of the year that coming from last year, that last year wasn't good enough, and we knew that ourselves, and we wanted to progress this year and keep building on the things that we did last year. And going out there today, we just knew that that wasn't how we wanted to play at all. So if anything, I think there's pressure within ourselves, as in to really show that we can do it and prove to ourselves. It's not really proving it to anyone else. I think it's within the team that we want to be able to prove that we can keep a standard and maintain that standard and keep it in an uphill progression. And today we just seem to let that slip a little bit.
Yeah, last night, James, like, there was a period of the game there, 18 minutes of the game, where you hadn't put a score. And as you say, there were opportunities for goal there, opportunities maybe Suzanne White for a goal, opportunities there in the last minutes of the second half for Katie Dowd, maybe to take a score. And as I say, as you say, you racked up a number of wides you wouldn't be happy with. You'll need that going on in the next game. You'll need to get back to winning ways and scoring ways if you're going to beat Mayo.
They will indeed. That was great, Mo, wrapping up that from the ladies' defeat at the weekend. Now, coming up after the break, I'm going to speak with the new Camogie boss, Eunan O'Donnell. And now in the DL debate, folks, we obviously promote all aspects of the GA, and I was absolutely fascinated to see Camogie, County Camogie, back in Donegal and playing in the league, growing up in a house where there was a tremendous amount of Camogie. I have the manager on the line now, Eunan O'Donnell. Eunan, welcome to the show. He's probably punching the phone right now. As I was saying there, I grew up in a house of Camogie. All my sisters were playing Camogie. My mum was from Galway, so we were always pucking about in the garden. And that was, I suppose, a big part of my life growing up, which led me to play even a wee bit of Hurley Wee Burt in my time. Their dinner dance coming up soon. The one and only Brian Cody is going to be at it, so I'm going down to that. Fascinating to speak to him, but my sisters, I suppose, in their love of Camogie, lended me to that. And that's how I ended up playing a bit of small ball. I'm not saying I was great, but I did play a bit. I just about made the team, I think. We call him Grant, brought me up, fair play to him. And that was some of my early memories with the small ball. But I'd say all my sisters would have played. So I don't know why this break happened in terms of Camogie in the county. But, you know, as I said, chat to our PRO, Sinead Breen, yesterday, he was saying, you know, she would love to play Camogie growing up, never had the opportunity. So, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where in the GA, we are obviously an association that promotes and tries to encourage sport right across the board. And so that's why having Camogie back is brilliant, because, you know, football's not going to suit everybody. And as we see the uptake of hurling, and now, as I say, this work going on with Camogie. So, Eunan, are you there?
I am indeed, Brendan.
Yes, we got you. Good man, Eunan.
Thank you very much. You're dead right. I could hear you there, and I was punching the phone trying to get
him. Eunan, no problem, mate. Listen, I get caught out all the time myself. I'm jumping on a podcast, and I'm like, why did I try that last minute? And next thing, someone will have to load or something will happen. I'm like, oh, hurry up. Eunan, listen, thanks so much for joining us, Eunan. I was just filling in there for you. Eunan, this big break, just set the scene first, Eunan, about how this Camogie County team has now come back and are competing in the Division 3B.
Yeah, I suppose it's over 20 years since Donegal kind of fielded in a senior county element. And there's been moves over the last year or so to try and develop a 3B and get the lesser counties involved that were missing out on the Camogie. Mm. So it took most of last year for the Camogie board to sort out the charter and to try and give an equivalence to other county teams. So by December, that was all sorted. So we got the green light to form a team and get a management team together. And here we are.
And so you're pulling off what clubs, or how did you go about all that there in terms of starting that process? Because that's a huge process.
Well, it is and it isn't, because the selection, there's only four senior clubs in Donegal, you know, so everybody knows everybody. in it, and so it was very easy to know what girls were able to play at that level, and it was, believe it or not, so easy to get a management team together. There was no dragging people out of it. They are all volunteering as much as they can. So I've got a great backroom staff now with me that goes across all the clubs.
That's great to hear. Yeah. You know, normally managers are like, there's a lot on. You just, well, listen, that's your style, and we water off a duck's back. You know, and obviously you've done a tremendous amount with, you know, hurling club, unions, county, playing, everything you're doing. You know, this aspect of it, how come you moved into this field in terms of getting involved with this team?
Well, you kind of follow your family. So I've two girls. My young fella stopped playing, and he's down in Cork now playing, whereas the girls are still here in Letterkenny. So I did take the minor team a couple of years ago, and just took a break from the county set up. But then when the call went out to for a county team, I just put my name forward, and happy that I was selected.
Well, and listen, they're lucky to have you. You know, tell me, Cairndonagh was the venue for the game against Monaghan. Obviously, I just remember from my sister's time, there obviously was a strong camogie element always down there. Is that the reason the game was there?
Not necessarily. It's just, you probably, the other codes are telling you about the shortage of pitches at the minute around Donegal. The, what's it, 50 days of wet weather has just made a lot of pitches unplayable at the minute. But Cairndonagh seemed to have a kind of a Mediterranean climate nearly up there, and their grass is growing well, and there's a great pitch to play on, you know.
Yeah, and who's the four clubs, Union?
The four senior clubs would be Cairndonagh, Markovich, St. Eunan's and Burt.
Very good, very good. Yeah, kind of following on from the, you know, the certainly good hurling in those areas as well. I suppose that's part, as you said, Union, you know, it's a family thing where, you know, you tend to, you know, if there is hurling there, naturally there's sticks about, there's slitters about, and it's going to be something that you maybe take up that bit quicker.
Yeah, that's it. That family element always comes into it. You always see, especially when there's boys playing hurling in the family, the girls seem to pick it up as well, and they're nearly as good as the boys, or as good in some places. But it's interesting to hear what you're saying there about there was hurling in your club or in your family yourself, and that seems to be the way when I talk to the older generation. Oh, we used to play camogie in school, and we used to play camogie in the college, and it just seems to have dwindled away, and that's got to do with the attraction of all the other sports that are in the county at the minute. And it's lucky that this senior team is starting now. It's a chance for all the young girls to aspire to play for the county at this level. Yeah. And that wasn't there a few years ago.
Yeah, and so, Ian, isn't it brilliant to see? And many teams are in 3B. Who else do you come up against, Ian?
There's four teams altogether. Yeah. Ourselves, Monaghan, Louth and Mayo. So we're away to Mayo next Saturday.
Yeah. You know, well, listen, that's fantastic. And listen, we'll be keeping an eye out on it here. We'll be promoting it. And I think anything, as we say, this is who we are as an organisation. You know, there's loads of people that certain sports won't suit them, or they've had a bit of a love and maybe not had the chance. Now you have a chance to aspire to play for your county. You know, and so listen, you keep up the good work. Well done to everybody involved. It's great to see our county again in action in Camogie.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Yeah. Top man. That's Eunan O'Donnell. Yep, fair play. That's Eunan O'Donnell joining us there. And as I say, we'll be keeping up to date with our County Camogie team as they go on. Well done to everybody involved. That's a wrap for the show this evening. Well, thanks, Joe Dex, as ever, for producing. Brenda Kilcoyne, Aaron Kiernan, who was on the main men. The Monday night sessions are coming up. They've got a packed house as ever and a great show in store. I will speak to you all next week after Donegal's round of games and league fixtures. I'll speak to you all then. Up,
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.